السلام عليك يا ابن رسول رب العالمين، السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين، السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء، السلام عليك يا نور الله، السلام عليك يا صراط الله، السلام عليك أيها الحق الحقيق، السلام عليك أيها الشهيد الصديق، السلام عليك يا أبا محمد الحسن بن علي ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our condolences to all the believers all across the world wherever they are upon the demise anniversary of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah was the complete embodiment of truth and justice. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was the perfect created being of the Almighty Allah. His eminence was an ideal to be followed by one and all, and he was a mercy for all the worlds. The Messenger of Allah was the seal of prophethood. He was the conveyor of the mission, and he was the bringer of good news. His eminence was and is a perfect role model for steadfastness, courage, bravery, honor, chivalry, forbearance, generosity, charity, and mercy. He was compassionate with the believers and firm with the unbelievers. And on the 28th of Safar, we also commemorate the martyrdom of the grandson of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We commemorate the martyrdom of the second divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was the eldest grandson of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he was the first son of Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam and Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam. Imam Hassan alayhi salam was also the fourth of the people of the cloak, the Ahlul Kisa, and he was taken to the event of Mubahila by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as a representative of his own sons. And of course, we have the well-known saying by the Messenger of Allah regarding Imam Hassan, where the Messenger of Allah said, Hassan and Hussein will be the leaders of the youth of paradise, and their father is better than them. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was well known for his courage in the battlefield, his compassion and mercy towards the weak and the downtrodden, and of course his generosity, which was to such an extent that on multiple different occasions Imam Hassan alayhi salam gave away all of his wealth to the needy and the poor. It is also reported that His Eminence went on Hajj 25 times, all while he was on foot. And yet, despite the overwhelming evidence of the honor and nobility and charity and generosity and excellent moral qualities of this grandson of the Messenger of Allah, we find that historians did not do justice when it came to the reality of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And so we find that the various virtues, the sayings, and the traditions of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam were hidden in an institutionalized manner by the Umayyad and Abbasid governmental establishments. Still, the most notable aspect of Imam Hassan alayhi salam's imamat was the treaty with Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan. Of course, there are various points of interest in this treaty, but we find one of them to be that it was Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan who had put forth a blank piece of paper and accepted every single condition of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And on the other hand, Imam Hassan was truly victorious because it was the divinely appointed Imam who put forth every single condition of his to be fulfilled. And overall, we find that this treaty of Imam Hassan alayhi salam was truly a jihad-e-tab'een For it was via this very treaty that Imam Hassan alayhi salam did that the true and treacherous face of Muawiyah and the Umayyads was exposed and clarified for all to see. And of course, it was this very Jihad-i-Tab'een, this clarification and this treaty which utterly humiliated Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan and led to the ultimate victory of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. Finally, we find that this Jihad-i-Tab'een of Imam Hassan alayhi salam truly showed to every single person that Muawiyah, even though he wore the garb of Islam, was in reality never bound to any Islamic principle. Yet we also see that it was the treachery of the people who called themselves the so-called supporters of Imam Hassan alayhi salam that resulted in this treaty. For we find that many a commander of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam's army had been bribed by Muawiyah to turn sides. And the common people had been deceived by Muawiyah to turn against the Imam of their time. And it was the lack of insight and basira of the people that they did not support the Imam of their time. And of course, without a doubt, it is clear that Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam had decided to confront and fight Muawiyah. And we clearly see this in a sermon that His Eminence gave when he went upon the pulpit of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and openly announced for all to hear. When you pledge allegiance to me, you would have to fight one whom I fight and make peace with one whom I make peace. But when Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam decided to fight and he had readied the army to go and confront Muawiyah, we find that the people did not support this divinely appointed Imam. And so Imam Hassan ibn Ali alayhi salam put forth the issue to his so-called supporters. If you are still prepared to fight, I am ready to do jihad for the completion of argument. But if you are fond of life, with whom should I then fight? Then most unfortunately, we find that the army began to shout the slogan of surrender. And so in the end, when the Umayyads realized that the governmental administration and its affairs were to very quickly return back into the hands of its rightful owner, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and after Imam Hassan alayhi salam, these governmental affairs would go on and continue in the hands of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and they realized that their sultanate was very quickly going to come to an end, they decided to martyr and murder Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And most unfortunately, we find that deadly poison was given to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam at the hands of his wife, Ju'da. The family of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wanted to bury the holy body of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam next to his grandfather in the house of his grandfather, the Messenger of Allah. But we find that some people in the city of Medina began to shout and they prevented the coffin of Imam Hassan alayhi salam from going towards the house of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And they denied that he be buried in the house of the Holy Prophet, to the extent where eventually arrows were shot towards the coffin of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, and the family members of the Messenger of Allah had to take the divinely appointed Imam's body to Jannatul Baqi, the cemetery in the city of Medina. Yet there is an incredibly strange and mysterious aspect in the end of our story, and that is, how is it possible that the so-called companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam were allowed to be buried next to the Holy Prophet, but the very grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad was not allowed to be buried next to him? This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.